Global climate change goals have been set at an increase of 1.5 degrees Celsius by the year 2030, a goal that looks pretty unattainable. But could lockdowns be the answer to reaching these goals? Last year's lockdown definitely points in that direction, so Connor decided to investigate. Connor spoke to NIWA scientist Dr. Sarah Mikloff-Fletcher about how last year's lockdown impacted New Zealand's climate change efforts. He then reflected on our current lockdown and discussed what New Zealand needs to do in order to meet climate change goals. Connor began the interview by asking what our emissions were like during last year's lockdown.
So the emissions in the 2020 lockdown for New Zealand reduced really dramatically. In fact, an international study that compared emissions of carbon dioxide across every nation on Earth, led by the Global Carbon Project, showed that New Zealand's emissions dropped more than any other country except for Luxembourg, which is a tiny nation in Europe. And the reason for that big drop, it was probably partly because our lockdown was much, much stricter than most other places. So this study was comparing the peak lockdowns of all of those places. And our lockdown, which was much stricter than most places. But on top of that, over 80% of our stationary power generation, which means the power you use to do the things you mostly do in lockdown, which is heat your house and cook your meals and, you know, run your electronics, more than 80% of that is on renewables. So that means if you can knock traffic on the head, you can really go a long way to reduce emissions. So that international study suggested that New Zealand's emissions reduced by 41%. And then at the same time, through some collaborations we have with GNS Science and our Carbon Watch program, we did a lot of measurements of CO2 at roadsides and greenhouse gas emissions at roadsides. And in urban areas, those showed that traffic emissions reduced by 75 to 80%. Which is a pretty good fit with the traffic count data from Waka Kotahi. So that's all painting a picture of a really big emissions reduction just during that short period. But then if you look across the year last year, and you look at the Statistics New Zealand numbers about what our emissions look like across the year, that emission reduction was actually quite small. It was only around 5%. And there are a few different reasons for that. One reason for that is that our lockdown was short and sharp compared to a lot of other places. And afterwards, things pretty much went back to normal. So as a result, then our emissions bounced back as well. The second reason is that those numbers I was talking about, those numbers all focused on CO2. And CO2 is only half the story in Aotearoa, New Zealand. A lot of our emissions are methane, which comes primarily from agriculture. And those were pretty steady during lockdown as well. Those didn't change very much during lockdown. And then the third reason is in the second half of last year, there was a lot of drought across Aotearoa. And as a result, our ability to generate hydropower was really compromised. So we had extra emissions in the second half of the year from that impact. So the net emissions reductions across the year, only about 5%, unfortunately. So, but any emissions reduction you can do is great. However, that kind of one-off big emissions reduction, it doesn't do a whole lot for climate overall. If we want to stay below 1.5 degrees warming, which is, you know, the stated goal of our carbon zero legislation, as well as the Paris Agreement, if we want to stay below 1.5 degrees warming, we have to reduce our emissions by 7% a year, every single year, in this decade, essentially.
So, yeah, I just want to go off some of those things you said. So obviously the 75 to 80% traffic emissions reduction isn't sustainable. And the sort of shortness of our lockdown only had a very little effect over the whole annual timeframe. Can you go into sort of more detail of sort of what changes we do need to be making to make a bigger impact on our climate change?
In order to make a sustained change, we need not just an emergency short-term change in response to a humanitarian crisis, We need a planned change that's, you know, thought of in detail ahead of time and implemented with as quickly as possible. And that's really the role of the Climate Change Commission, is to identify and make recommendations around plans and how we should change our emissions, what steps we should take to change our emissions to meet the goals of the legislation.
So with NIWA's current findings, can we say that we're on track with meeting those goals, or is there still a lot of room for us to improve?
I mean, at this moment, we're not on track to meet our goals either nationally or globally to reduce emissions enough to avoid 1.5 degrees warming.
What kind of figures do we need to be seeing in order to say that, yes, we are on track?
We need to be looking at an emissions reduction of around 7% a year, every year over this decade.
You said that last year we were at 5%, is that correct?
Yes.
And that was even with the big decrease due to our lockdown?
Yes, even with the big decrease. But I mean, you have to think about where we're at in our process. Where we're at in our process is the Climate Commission has made some recommendations. So first we set our goals, then the Climate Commission made some recommendations. And now it's really on the government to, you know, put in place a whole lot of policy to back up those recommendations. And that Climate Commission recommendations, that they're really only freshly out in the last couple of months.
Do you see any of the same results happening because of our current lockdown as we saw last year?
Where we're at right now is that we're in level four now. So we do have a series of instruments that are in place around the city of Auckland as part of our Carbon Watch project. And this is through a collaboration with Jocelyn Turnbull and her team at GNS Science. And those instruments will be measuring changes in CO2 in the Auckland environment due to lockdown. And we also have another program to measure what's going on in lockdown, which is called the Great New Zealand GRASSOFF. You can check it out online if you're interested. And the idea of that program is that that fossil fuel emissions are depleted in the radioactive isotope in carbon, because fossil fuels are very, very old, right? And so when you have a lot of fossil fuels in the atmosphere, grasses that grow very quickly, they absorb that radiocarbon depleted carbon, and you can see that in the grass. And so this is an activity that's actually safe to do during lockdown, is people can go out and take a little grass clipping and save it in their freezer and then send it in to our partners at GNS Science once it's safe to do so. And then after the fact, they can do those measurements. So right at this present moment, I cannot say that exactly what the changes have been, because it's not safe to collect all our measurements and do some of the work we need to do on that. But a lot of things are in place that we'll be able to make some pretty clear comments on what the impacts were of this present lockdown, you know, a little bit down the track when it's safe to reopen, get back into our laboratory and do our measurements. In a sense, as a client, as a scientist who uses atmospheric measurements to infer, you know, how much emissions have changed or how much carbon's been absorbed by forests, something like a lockdown is a pretty exciting opportunity, because it's a chance to really show that we can detect the changes that we're going to be called upon to detect in the future when people are taking serious action on climate change.
Do you have anything else you want to add to our climate change targets and outputs currently?
If you think about the massive effort and disruption that it took to do lockdown last year and to be in lockdown now, and then you reflect on how little the impact of emissions was on emissions, it's really easy to lose heart, especially when you think about also how quickly the window of time is closing during which we can make a real difference on climate change. But I would encourage your listeners to also consider that even though that window is narrowing and that effort was tremendous, not to lose heart. because there still is a lot we can do through more planned systemic change. The window of time we have to do that in order to, you know, meet goals of reducing to, of limiting warming to only 1.5 degrees, that window of time is very, very short, but it's still possible with much active systemic change. It's more planned. So I would just encourage everyone not to throw up their hands and walk away. And also to take home the message that even if we can't keep warming below 1.5 degrees, every bit of warming we're able to avoid will contribute to us having the better future that I want for myself and for my children as well.
That was NIWA scientist Dr. Sarah McLaugh-Fletcher speaking to Connor about climate change during lockdown and the future of climate change efforts.